Ooh, check one, check two. Hello, hello, everybody. Hi, everybody. What a great, quick morning opportunity to ban some people. We had a little technical issue last 15 minutes, and anybody that's like, they finally got it. They did. Guys, it was a technical issue. No big deal. It's all good. We have an excellent, excellent stream for you today. It's like, but I have to wait 15 whole minutes, guys. People used to wait years to hear the kind of gravy I ladle every day. Years. Imagine back in the day when you had to like save up and wait for your favorite entertainer to come to your town, and then maybe you could get a ticket. And if you worked really hard, not now. People are like squirting all day. And people are like, they got us. We aren't the underdogs, guys. We aren't the victims. Get that out of your stupid head. Oh, and the good news about that little delay that we just had is there's a new mountain bear. Your haircut is looking studly. Thank you, Rat Dog. My beautiful and loving wife did it for me yesterday. That song yesterday was great. I have it. Kyneton's actually putting a montage to it. All right. I love DLive. I think they've been wonderful to work with. And when people just immediately assume the worst, I'm like, what? Is your marriage like that? Like, if your wife is late, are you like, she found a bike thief? Speaking of, well, actually, I haven't watched the new Mountain Bear yet. So as you guys file in, let's all share a laugh. It's called, I think, Baby Boomer Cutard. Hang on a second. I haven't watched it yet, but obviously there's no need to vet the Great Mountain Bear. Here we go. Enjoy, everybody. And then I got a great stream for you today.
Trust the plan, man. Trump has them right where he wants them. Certificate of vaccination, identification 2019, COVID-19. It's an acronym by Bill Gates. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum.
The eyes are great.
Q stands for queef, and if this makes you mad, it's a false idol.
Buddy,
you
the
attack you. Don't you know I'm a baby boomer? How dare you go after Q? I was with you, Big Bear, when you went at the Jew, nigga. But how dare you go after a letter of the alphabet? How double dog dare you? We all know it's the Chinese. We all know it's the Chinese who ate a bat. We all know it's the Chinese who ate a bat.
Yes, the lip biting was great. The lip biting is genius, Mountain Bear.
If we don't start a war with China, how dare you? How are we supposed to beat the bat? How are we supposed to beat the Batman? If we don't hold the Chinamen responsible for the coronavirus, how will I ever pay for my Buick? If we don't bomb the Chinamen and take your liberties, there's no way we will ever get Hillary in prison. Trump sleeps, he's so sleepy, he's weepy. How dare you go, Q? You can go at M, N, O, P, but Q? How dare you? How dare Q?
Ha So good.
Trust a plan. There's pedophiles in the sewers. We're this close to catching them. Unless we close all the supermarkets and give the seed stores to Bill Gates, Hillary will get away again and molest you.
I was just beautiful.
Trust the plan. Saving Israel for last. Trust the plan. Trust the plan, man.
Only Mountain Bear can make my piano player
fuck. The government doesn't have your back. Who the fuck does? Your family, they don't care. Your church, close it down. You're in good hands with the United States government. Trust the squirt.
I just want to say, how dare you?
Yes, Mountain Bear. Good God. Oh, and speaking of the Batman, I got to shout out the legend, Chuck Dixon. Him and Vox are doing a new Patreon, patreon.com/ArkhavenComics, ArkhavenComics. If you'd like to support that, it's a good place to crush, because now that Marvel and DC are in the toilet, and you have all these people that are willing to work, all these artists, all these graphic designers, all these writers, all these crushers. Vox and the legend Chuck Dixon that I just had on the stream recently, who created the character of Bane. He created Bane. I've lived it, however. They're doing new comics, so join that. It's hilarious. Join the new Patreon account as we're still suing Patreon. Doesn't matter. It's not personal. We're not mad at Gary Patreon. It's not a person, guys. It's a corporation. It's an entity. It's like, but aren't you mad at Patreon? You're suing them. Yes, and we'll also use them as well simultaneously. It's not a person, guys. It's an idea. Okay. Banning the Great Mountain Bear only made him better. That was excellent, Mountain Bear. Oh, check this out. So in China right now, look at that. Look at all those bikes in China. It would be a tragedy if it wasn't for one hero who emerges. Din-na-na, din-na-na, the one black Chinaman. He's ready to steal all of them. Speaking of Chinese racial relations, this makes me laugh insanely hard. This is real. Cottington Bear vetted this. This is in China. Notice, we've been informed that from now on, black people are not allowed to enter the restaurant. For the sake of your health, consciously notify the local police for medical isolation. Please understand the inconvenience caused. Please. That English isn't great, but the idea is really funny. Because what's happening in a lot of areas is people are using this nonsense as a way to do what they wanted to do anyway. Where they're like, oh no, because of Corona, we can't have blacks in the restaurant. So anyway, let me just plug the legend Chuck Dixon again. Patreon.com/ArkhavenComics. ArkhavenComics. The absurd inconveniences and lies of the Corona have opened a lot of opportunities for the good guys. So if you are sick of just complaining and listening to fat, chinky-eyed pussies like Richie from Boston just telling everybody that everything's going to hell, that guy sucks, by the way. I listened to one of his streams because James was on there, and I was just like, wanting to hear what he had to say. I'd never heard Richie from Boston before. I guess he had talked shit about me before and said that I was a Hollywood shill. I didn't even know what he looked like. I didn't know he was a fat Oriental. That made me laugh. And he keeps saying that FEMA's going to arrest him for being a truth teller. Richie, you're still allowed on YouTube. No one wants to feed your fat, slanty-eyed face. Guys, don't watch fear porn. Like, 2 minutes into this, Richie Freddy's like, dude, FEMA and the fucking, they're going to kick in my door. I know I'm on the list. And dude, Richie, you're a fat, slanty-eyed pussy. Nobody wants to feed you. You're still allowed on YouTube. Richie, there is no separation between YouTube and Hollywood. So you know how you used your deep discernment to, for no reason, say that I'm a Hollywood shill? You don't even know me. I didn't know you. I didn't know you were a fat Oriental. That made me laugh hysterically. You look like the type of guy that the bartender always has to cut you off. Okay, so, Richie, you're allowed on YouTube. YouTube has a giant studio in Hollywood. I filmed a sketch at the YouTube studio. It is Hollywood. YouTube is Hollywood. There's no separation. FEMA lacks resources to feed your fat, slopey-eyed, chinky-eyed face. And that's a fact, Richie. The fact you're Oriental makes me think you're funny. I think he fractured his FEMA bone. A call for an uprising is pretty doom and gloom too. Dude, guys, it's poison. Anybody right now that is telling you the world's ending, stay away from them as if it's arsenic. They're, and I'm not saying it's on purpose. Rich, that chinky-eyed retard named Richie from Boston probably believes it because he's a cuck. Jade Helm, you win. Everyone said, dude, stop. This is a huge, you want to be part of growth? Last night I was talking about the Bear Trail. This is an idea that have in your mind. Imagine a trail that goes from Seattle to New York, all across America. And every bear is part of the underground Bear Trail. And what does the Bear Trail do? We make stuff, we grow stuff. And every stop on the Bear Trail and just would be a new thing. And name your land. Like, this is Ursa Manor. Name your, even if you're in a jail cell, you're in a prison cell and you only get half the cell, name it. Name it, and then think about what you contribute with your land. I'm serious. It's mind-blowingly powerful. Remember the never-ending story with the nothing? And by the way, I'm 2 days into a fast right now. So, Richie, if you found me a little too aggressive, I get it, man. I haven't eaten food in 2 days. I'm a little connected to source right now. So anyway, sounds like trust the plan, BB. I don't know who you're referring to. Are you referring to me? Because you're about to get banned for life. Yes, I'll move across the country. Forget about moving. No moving. Right now, it's an idea. Plant the idea. This could take years. Okay, just think about what is your contribution to the world? Let's say bears are migrating across. Let's say there is a food shortage. Let's say there is water shortage, whatever. Years down the line. What does your stop contribute? Is it honey? Is it spinach? Is it a skill? Do you teach people how to do jujitsu? It's anything. Name your realm, name your land, and then grow. You can sit around with that fat, slopey-eyed retard named Richie from Boston who called me a shill for no reason with his discernment. He's still on YouTube. And you can just get fearful and scared or don't need to move. No need to move. Guys, your apartment unit can be part of the underground bear trail. And picture your grandkids bragging to their friends that their grandfather was part of the bear trail. So beautiful, right? It already exists. It's already in your mind. Guys, I had all this in my mind before I built it. I built that whole fence, all that garden. I built that goat barn over there out of a carport. Raised all these animals from the time they were little chickies and little babies. Meanwhile, Richie from Boston, what's he doing? Squirting. And I'm not starting to be. I'm just letting you know, like, a lot of people have been watching Richie from Boston and sending it to me. And I never watch it because I don't like fat, slopey-eyed pussies. Guys, that's poison. That will bring you down a road that there's no reason to do that. Richie's skill at squirting. Oh, yeah. And his discernment identified me as a Hollywood shill. Me. That's his discernment. That's his level of discernment. And he thinks FEMA wants to feed his fat fucking face. They don't, Richie, they don't want your caloric input on their books. What are you putting in? 6-7K of calories a day? You little squirt boy? Anyway. That fence was in my mind. Want to know what happened? It was re-empowering. When Donald Trump wouldn't build the wall, I build a wall. When I was kicked out of comedy clubs, we did airport hangers. Reconnect. You are not a victim. Never liked him? Who cares? Dude, just don't even put your energy towards a beef or, oh, is it the new beef? No, he talks shit about me. Fuck him. And I never would have even seen his fat fucking slopey-eyed face if, like, James wasn't on that show. And he's like, oh, man, FEMA. FEMA's going to come put us. I'm on the list. Richie, you're still on YouTube. Like, you're still allowed on YouTube. They obviously like your message, buddy. You're feeding the beast. Good for you, Richie. Little Dickie from Boston. You're packing in, what, 9K calories a day, 10K? How many does FEMA need to put on the books? They got to probably slaughter a pig just to get your chinky eyes fucking fed every day, huh, you little fuckface? Who is Richie from Boston? Exactly, Kodiak Bear. Anyway, shall we move on? Now I'll show you something really beautiful. Charlie is, I think, is going to be the musician of the family. Amy just recorded this yesterday as I was doing my my live stream. This warms my heart as a musician. So I'm playing Pink Floyd, and check out my little boy. He's not even two, he's 1.5. Watch this. Look at him. All instinct. Yeah, Charlie boy. Do you think you can tell? Your heroes for those. All right, so that's my boy Charlie. And if I had listened to Richie from Boston, I wouldn't have had Charlie or Jack or Walter, because I would have been too busy stuffing my chinky-eyed fat face with fear. Rah! When I'm fasting, things get intense. Dude, Charlie already has rhythm. Okay, watch this. My goats think I'm their mama. Yeah, this will make you laugh. Where are my little goatsy? Where are my little goats at? Hi, goats. I said, this is pretty funny.
For milk from you. He's bumping you. Oh, that's so cute. They love you so much. Hey.
So that was what I did with my day yesterday. Well, Richie from Boston was like really scared that FEMA was coming. It's guys, don't fall for those traps. Please don't. But I need to be informed, squirting. He instinctively knew when to clap along. It's amazing. Yeah. It's logos, dude. I got a new concept for you. Instead of a scarcity economy, a resonance economy. Food. You know, imagine a world with the bear trail stretching across America. And they want to mess with the supply chains. And Richie wants to get you to stuff your chinky-eyed faces and squirt. No offense, hand-drawn bear, it's not a racial thing. No, it's just when you're that fat, you look like you have chinky eyes. Don't you, Richie? Don't you? Don't you look like you have chinky eyes with those big fat cheeks? Anyway. They literally feed off of you. Right. Yeah. And so, what was I talking about? Yeah, if you grow food with love and with good vibes and you consume it, there's no limit to the vibration. Everybody, whether you're in a 500-acre compound or a prison cell growing one sprout, the size of the tuning fork does not matter. Bing. We're in a resonance economy, not a scarcity economy. the amount of material you bring to the table doesn't matter. And I know that sounds odd. It doesn't. The fact you bring something to the table matters. And make it with love. And do it for each other. All right. Feed me, FEMA. Oh, I know. FEMA would knock on Richie from Boston's door and turn around and be like, sorry, guys, we got a big fat fuck pussy here right now. We don't want him complaining the whole time. And it looks like he's packing in 15,000 calories a day minimum. I think he'll make us go bankrupt. All right, let's move on. Should we go to the Big Bears? No. Way too much logos. Too expensive to try and take that fucking legend down. I was literally looking at land in Wyoming on Zillow. Huh? Yeah. But guys, bloom where you're planted. Even if you're in an apartment, it doesn't matter. The size of your tuning fork doesn't matter. It's if you're tuned. It's a resonance economy. It's ripples. One of the wisest people I know, one of the most helpful people I know in my life, has holes in his shoes, no discernible job, no money in the bank. Doesn't matter. Richie from Boston is packing in 20,000 calories a day into his chinky-eyed face. And he offers nothing. He's creating another little black hole for the machine for people to jump into and sodomize themselves. Just to let you guys know, I haven't eaten food for 2 days, so I'm a little aggressive. He's probably got 6 million calories. And his big fat fucking body. We got a closet full of Twinkies and tissue, right? He's worried about chemtrails. Meanwhile, he's so puffy and filled with toxic Twinkies, he can't see out of his squirty eyes. Right, he's so terrified of the chemtrails that he's got to just put in 30, 40,000 calories a day into his squeaky face. All right. FEMA, Richie, I hope FEMA takes you because you will bankrupt them. You will bankrupt them. You understand that the way the machine works is they have spreadsheets. You know, calories in, calories out. Richie from Boston personally would bankrupt FEMA because the amount of calories he consumes is basically about half of Bangladesh. So just Richie from Boston and our problems would be over. You drinking coffee while fasting? This round I am, yes. I can only handle one addiction at a time, guys. The intense headache from not drinking coffee was not something I wanted to deal with as I was quitting my odd food addiction. By the way, Richie, I get it. I fill the void with food. That's why I'm fasting right now. I have an addiction to food eating, especially when I'm stressed. When I'm stressed, food comforts me. FEMA has backhoes too. big laughs for all this. Thought you were joking. Yeah. Thought you were doing 16-8. Dude, I'm doing a full-blown fast right now. I might do one more day. I'm going to do 3 days. I'm not doing five. Little intense, boys. Little intense. All right. Richie from Boston caused the Dust Bowl single-handedly. And then he squirted in the same bowl and offered it to his fucking fans. You want my squirt? What is your fasting regime? I wake up. I have a teaspoon of honey with a tablespoon of pine spirit gum, also known as turpentine, but not the type you get in art stores. I have about an ounce of hemp oil with sea salt and minerals. And then the rest of the day, I consume nothing except water. And then at night, I may have some Epsom salt and maybe a little bit of olive oil if I feel that. And then that's what I've been doing for 2.5 days. But I just got this giant cold press. So I'm going to get a bunch of fruits and veggies and get into that. FEMA fears are so 2010. Richie ate all the beans in Beantown. So BB, you just drink water all day? Yeah, and pray. Do a lot of praying. Dude, you feel you are more connected to your inner thoughts and your connection to God when you don't have food in your, when you're breaking an addiction. It's super intense, guys. How do you make sure you get fats for your brain? I don't. Hence my inability to control myself right now when I'm talking about Richie from Boston. Fasting has been shown to increase serotonin release. Yeah, I mean, guys, you can go, I mean, read the Bible, guys. You can go quite a while without fasting. You should fast a few days every month. I know I have a friend whose son cured his Crohn's disease from 3 days of fasting a month. Do you see a grabber out there, buddy? All right, I got more awesome stuff for you guys. I don't know why I'm just lollygagging here. Okay, here's a song I did. For those of you that didn't join us for the piano stream last night, that's fine. Someone requested me do Squirt by Johnny Cash. By the way, this is exactly 3 minutes and 33 seconds, so I am Illuminati confirmed. Cod made the clip. It is a really funny improv last night, so enjoy this, and then we'll continue. This is for you, Richie from Boston.
I squirted myself today because I felt real sad. I focused on the dirty movie. The porn star's name was Brad. The tissues make a pile. The old familiar sight. Try to whack it all away, but I know squirting is not right. What have I become? I just drain all my cum. Everyone I know runs away from me. The grabbler can have it all. My empire of squirt. Confronted with an actual man, I wear an absurd mask because someone said the word Wuhan.
Wuhan, what's next?
Beneath this, the stains of time. Don't have to change that one. The feelings disappear. You are someone else, and all the squirting made me queer.
Hey, we did.
What have I become? Drained of my cum. Every squirt I do pays the Jew in Timbuktu.
Squirt by Johnny Cash.
Well done, Big Bear, from last night. It's almost as if time isn't linear. All right, I got more stuff for you. So if you realize you're wrong about something, like, much love, Richie from Boston. Let's be buddies. I'm serious. I got nothing against you. It's just you want to call me a shill, I'm going to mock your fat, squinty-eyed face. Anyway, when you realize you're wrong, like how Richie from Boston was wrong about me being a Hollywood shill with his squinty-eyed, fat, pussy face, just admit it and move on. to hold on to lies is not a good thing. So that's why I thought we could rewatch. When you're wrong, you admit it. When you're wrong, admit it. I said this about a year ago. And Be Grateful Bear animated it for everybody. So much love, Be Grateful Bear. Let's take a look at it, and then we will continue. Here we go. Thank you again, Be Grateful Bear. Maybe Richie from Boston should be grateful that he gets to consume a living pig every day.
When you're wrong, admit it. Think about how humiliating it would be if you're at a party and you just pick up your glass and drink it and it's just urine. So at that point, do you just keep drinking it or do you go, that's piss? Because then everybody will know that you're the guy who drank the pee-pee. And then you're like, well, I thought it was water. And then it just becomes a funny story later. It's like, oh, remember when I accidentally drank a little bit of that piss? Versus like, I don't want anyone to think that I mistook water for urine. So I got to drink the whole glass. That's literally how stupid it is. And you're like, and then if someone like me says, that's urine, they go, how dare you? How dare you? I need to drink my urine. That's not even an exaggeration. That's an exact analogy. Like right now, I look at people that are still believing in the moon landing. Is like, I'm like, you're just drinking urine.
And we're so far beyond the moon landing now, you know what I'm saying? When you understand that at any minute, you can wipe it clean and be like, oh, there's no shame in it. There's no shame in being wrong. And there's no fame in being right. None. Being right doesn't make you better than other people, and being wrong doesn't make you worse than other people. It's natural. Everybody can be right or wrong at different times. The thing that makes you a legend, this guy, is when you give up your social clouts, your titles, or shit like that for the sake of not lying and drinking your own piss. So anyone can do that. Literally anybody can do that, what I just showed you. We're going to watch it again because I don't think Richie from Boston saw it. He was too busy eating, wasn't he? I don't even think he's from Boston. I guarantee he's not from Boston. Definitely not the city of Boston. Maybe like fucking Brookline or something.
When you're wrong, admit it. Think about how humiliating it would be if you're at a party and you just pick up your glass and drink it and it's just urine. So at that point, do you just keep drinking it or do you go, that's piss? Because then everybody will know that you're the guy who drank the pee-pee. And then you're like, well, I thought it was water. And then it just becomes a funny story later. It's like, remember when I accidentally drank a little bit of that piss? Versus like, I don't want anyone to think that I mistook water for urine. So I got to drink the whole glass. That's literally how stupid it is. And you're like, and then if someone like me says, that's urine, they go, how dare you? How dare you? I need to drink my urine. That's not even an exaggeration. That's an exact analogy. Like right now, I look at people that are still believing in the moon landing. Is like, I'm like, you're just drinking urine.
Fact. All right, so what else we got here? This is a pretty legendary car someone sent to me. Hashtag Epstein didn't kill himself. Joe Biden is just Hillary Clinton with a smaller dick. Change my mind. Get off my ass or I'll cough on you. That would make my day if I saw that. I thought that was great. All right, I'm going to read some mail here soon. What is boom? Oh, and I'm going to play Mountain Bear again. A lot of people didn't get to see the Mountain Bear one yet, right? And if you're re-listening to this later at unauthorized.tv or bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy or wherever you get this podcast in areas that I won't even name anymore so that it makes it harder for the grabber to take down, just if you already heard it in the beginning, just skip ahead. It's super easy. Don't be like, why didn't you play the same thing three times in the same stream? Because this is a live experience. If it's okay with Richie from Boston. I wonder if the FEMA camp that he thinks is going to take him in, if they have a helmet for him where he can put lard and piss so he can just keep shoving it into his fat fucking... All right. Sorry, I just don't take kindly to people who call me a Hollywood shill. I did something very good for the world by leaving Hollywood and saying the truth despite unbelievable hardship. While I was going through that, Richie was buttering and putting mayonnaise on stuff and then cheese and then more butter and then mayonnaise. And then he had it and then he ate it and then he whacked off again. And then he fucking ate more and then he killed a pig. But he couldn't do it himself because, you know, it was too bloody. But he ate the whole fucking thing. Little chinky-eyed Richie from Boston, huh? All right, anyway. So we're going to play the new Mountain Bear again. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. And find Mountain Bear on the YouTubes. They banned him, and he just came back, and he's still crushing just as hard as he ever was, and he will never quit because he is a fucking legend. Unlike Richie from Boston.
Trust the plan, man. Trump has them right where he wants them. Certificate of vaccination, identification 2019. COVID-19 is an acronym by Bill Gates. Bum, bum, bum. Queef, and if this makes you mad, it's a false idol. How dare you attack Q? Don't you know I'm a baby boomer? How dare you go after Q? I was with you, Big Bear, when you went at the Jew, the nigger. But how dare you go after a letter of the alphabet? How double dog dare you? We all know it's the Chinese! We all know it's the Chinese who ate a bat! We all know it's the Chinese who ate a bat!
Oh ho! Oh ho ho! I eat a bat! Oh ho!
If we don't start a war with China, how dare you? How are we supposed to beat the bat? How are we supposed to beat the Batman? if we don't hold the Chinamen responsible for the corona, how will I ever pay for my Buick to my Jew? If we don't bomb the Chinamen and take your liberties, how dare you go, Q? You can go at M-N-O-P, but Q? How dare you? How dare Q? Pedophiles in the sewers. We're this close to catching them. Unless we close all the supermarkets and give the seed stores to Bill Gates, Hillary will give away again and molest you. Squirt. Trust the plan.
saving Israel for last. Trust the plan. Trust the plan, man. If the government doesn't have your back, who the fuck does? Your family, they don't care. Your church, close it down. You're in good hands with the United States government. Trust the squirt.
I just want to say,
how dare you? All right, guys. The plan was to identify patriots. You're such a faggot. It's to identify the patriots. One of the most patriotic things you can do, be part of the bear trail. Plant one seed. Have one child. Have a child. Pray to God.
No, but I mean, if you don't quit, then which even bothers in the FEMA camps and stuff.
It's just like, Jesus, dude. I get it. It's trauma. I get it. Now it's time to read some letters that are really good. So thank you, Mountain Bear. You excel. You outdo yourself every time. Dear Big Bear, thank you for the inspiration to paint again. These rocks and trees are from places Breaking Bear and I have stayed. Please allow us the opportunity to invite you and yours and all the bears to join our wedding in August on Instagram Live. Also, could you please play 1 minute of Amelie? Talk about synchronicity, guys. Amelie was what I was just playing in that Mountain Bear clip. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's every single day this happens. I'd like to walk down the aisle to my beloved, to your playing, and that outstanding 432 hertz. Thank you. Always Fire Dancer Bear. I think I could make that happen. Let's take a look at the painting. This is all from rocks, from places they've been to. I don't know if you guys remember that letter I read about that legend on his motorcycle and all that. All right, let's continue. Dear Mountain Bear and D Crushes, my kids are now all homeschooling, wife and kids planting seeds, got a new puppy, and I'm going to kitchen upgrade. What quarantine? Exactly, dude. Exactly. Back in the 70s, if you said half the shit we say now, they put you in a mental institution and abused you until you killed yourself. This is one of the best times to ever be alive, in my opinion. The reason they're acting so psychotic in the media and all that is because the Constitution is us. A Constitution is the people that make up an area. That's the constituency, the Constitution. What is your Constitution? What is your body's Constitution? You understand how the word works? It has nothing to do with the piece of paper. So as our Constitution rises, which is happening, and we're seeing things for what they are, they're freaking out. And so that's why Richie from Boston is like, quick, someone grab the ice cream. I got to stuff my chinky-eyed face. Whereas real living human beings are like, look at what we actually have. Look at how little land you need to make all the beauty and food and joy in the you can possibly imagine. You know what I'm saying? Spiral Tech Bear, you're a fag. Are you talking to me, Spiral Tech Bear? I'll give it a rap. If you're talking to me, you're obviously banned for life. Hang on. Yeah, I'm just going to... Hang on. I got to figure out if that guy's talking to me or not. They wrote it a bit too much of the society that sustains them. Now they're panicking. Right. You can only print money if you can put people in debt. People can only go into debt if they have jobs where they create things. It's over. It's over. 1930s insane asylums, all people had to do was think you're insane. Exactly. Guys, we're so far above the times when people look back and reminisce. Out of your mind. How's the fast going, BB? Well, according to my current behavior, it's making me very aggressive. I love Richie from Boston, but he's all about doomsday clock. Well, you're in a timeout. Why would you love a doomsday guy? I don't even want people here that like doom. It's bad vibes. Your homestead is one to inspire to its true beauty. But check out Made by Jim Bob's video he just did on the Instagram. He has a much smaller yard, but he's swinging his kids and saying, what social distancing? It's beautiful. It's his land. He's named it. It's him. And he's on the bear trail. Follow the bear trail. Guys, I'm a direct descendant from Clark, from Lewis and Clark. It's in my blood. Spent $100 on seeds, plants, and dirt. Good times ahead. Exactly, dude. It's a rebellion against despair when you plant one seed. One. That's all I'm asking you. Stop watching porn and media and plant one seed. And then you will see, your eye will start opening up. I'm dead serious. You will start seeing things that you didn't see. And if you like doing the movie, you have to go as well. No, I'm not going to make those. It's just like, listen, I love Richie Van Bassen, but lately he's been trying to make me kill myself. You don't need to hate Richie Van Bassen. I'm just responding to his critique of me. Join the bear trail. I'm a descendant of Davy Crockett. Nice, John Paul II. He's still in you. He's still there. Your descendants are still here. All their actions. All hope, love, and prayer here, BB. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And we can talk about uncomfortable shit. I'm not saying you have to just be fake positive all the time. But don't be fake negative. Don't be like, oh, doom and gloom. Dude, when I was a kid, everything that we're doing was fucking illegal. Like when my brother was homeschooled, cops came to my fucking door and tried to scare my mom. Obviously, she didn't spook because she's a legend. But the ingratitude will be a lot of people's downfall. All right. Just did $50 in seeds. Dude, that's huge. It's the act of planting and watering a seed will change the way you see the entire world. It's not the size of your garden. It's how you use it. Boom, boom. Size of the garden doesn't mean anything. Nothing. Do you know how many people in LA have these palatial estates and they're squirting right now and crying? Dude, there's people more free in prison cells than there are in mansions. That's a fact. It's a fact, guys. I'm not lying to you. I just heard on a podcast, Richie from Boston lives with his parents in their basement. So I don't want to talk about it anymore. All right. Dear Owen and Amy, I have been watching you guys for a while now. I thought you were in the trees. Imagine before the internet hearing someone say that. Like, you would immediately look at the trees. You'd be like, where are you watching me from? Are you a bird? And I wanted to thank you both for being such an amazing couple, for showing the world that marriage is a blessing. Oh, it's unbelievable. It's the best thing I ever did. You guys have shown light and given me hope and laughter when my own atmosphere was dark and the way seemed shut. Owen, your personification of your livestock to illustrate social stereotypes is hella funny and scary accurate. If I recall correctly, I think you also lined your tall, wise mom to Gandalf, to which I must inform you that my mom is the Frodo to your Gandalf. She also has all the good qualities of someone joined in the fellowship, but she is small and has wonky feet and eats 12 times a day. Oh, so does Richie from Boston, except he eats a lot every time. She hates adventure, but when push comes to shove, she is braver than most. When I complain about something, she tells me to drink some water, go to the bathroom, pet the dog, everything will be fine. Dude, that's what it is, man. I get all this from my mom. My mom, when I used to spiral, she'd be like, you should have a nice meal or take a nap. Water your garden. My mom, the house I grew up in is an eighth of an acre. It's an old what was the name of those factories? It was a factory in my old town, a starch factory, it was a worker's house. The whole street was lined up with these little worker's houses. And that's the house I grew up in. And my mom always had a garden. This is huge for emotional survival. Huge. A little tiny garden will save your mind. All right. And so when people are like, I'm trying to buy 50 acres out in Missouri, I'm like, yeah, that's a step that someone like me is starting to look at. But where you are, and the only reason I'm even thinking of stuff like that, like Idaho or something, is because I want bears to have a place where they can eat and farm and shit. I'm fine here. If planting were not important, they would ban seed sales in Michigan. Well, they're trying to ban seed sales. Bill Gates is trying to take over all the seed companies. He's buying up all the seed companies in Africa. It's all about control for that little squirt boy. The beauty is there's nothing they can do to people that choose against it. You have to beg for Babylon. You have to beg for Babylon. And right now you may not understand that. Right now you may be hearing what I'm saying and you don't yet understand what I'm saying. And you may have a recoil. Oh no, you don't understand. They can, no, you have to beg. My wife just got pregnant listening to yesterday's stream. That's hilarious. Thank you, Dick Pound Bear. Bears need some help. What's best place to buy seeds? Oh, you can still buy tons of seeds. But with the bear trail, we're going to be making seeds. Like, let me show you something. You see the kale in the back? We're letting that all go to seed. You see those, like, giant... Hang on a second. Let me get my Wuhan China thing. You see those giant green plants there? They're now going to seed, and we will collect the seeds and label the seeds in the year they were, and that's another generation. And each plant makes a ton of seeds. There is no scarcity. It's like, you don't understand what I'm saying right now. Some of you guys, right now, what I'm saying doesn't make sense, and that's okay. You have to beg for Babylon. And if you understand that, you lose your fear, you lose your panic, you lose your, a lot of your addictive qualities. I'm still addicted to food. I still eat when I feel empty. I battle addictions myself. I quit drinking. I quit pornography. And now I'm trying to figure out this food situation. I'm fasting as a sacrifice for God. And in doing so, I'm seeing a lot of shit in myself. I think Richie from Boston should do it too. If he fasts for like 15 minutes, I know he'll probably get lightheaded and pass out. Hopefully he passes out on an unwrapped Twinkie so he can consume it and not fucking spiral. I want to be part of the bear trail. I got eggs. You already are. You're already part of the bear trail. It's deciding it. Name your area. This is Ursa Manor. Ursa Major is the Big Dipper, the gravy ladle in the sky. It rotates. It's the great wheel in the sky. It rotates around Polaris, the star that does not move. If you look at it, its rotation is a swastika. That's why they had to ban that symbol with an elaborate bullshit storyline. Okay, I am Big Bear. Ursa Major means Big Bear. This is Ursa Manor. This is our home. This is our land. We eat from this land. Okay, you... Just doing that, and you're like, boom, the bear trail is already here. Exactly, Zodiacal Lights Bear. It's already here. And you got to watch me think of these things in my mind and do them. None of this was here when we moved here a year and a half ago. None. This was an overgrown field with no fence, no animals, no garden, nothing. It must be nice. You may just avoid those people. Those people are begging for Babylon. They're on their knees begging to be saved by the Babylonians. You have to understand, you're already okay. You're already okay. All right. Miller Manor here. Boom. Name it. Name that shit. Remember in the Neverending Story when the nothing kept consuming everything? The nothing is despair, right? How did they stop it at the end? Give me a name, the princess said to Bastion. And he named her the same name as his mother. And then Fantasia was back. There's a lot of truth in that, guys. It's like, give me a name. No, well, my name is Gary. No. Name. Give yourself a name. Give your land a name. Who are you? Like, what is your land? It isn't just an address in caps. Name it. But that doesn't do anything to tax, man. Dude, be in the world, but not of it. I pay my taxes. I do all that shit. I get it. But name it. When you name it, things change. I'm serious. Eat food that you grew. You will feel a difference in your body. Drink water that doesn't have fluoride in it. Care for the water. I know that sounds weird, but it's not weird. You just have to do it. All right. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, and your personification of your wife's... When I complain about something, she tells me to drink some water, go to the, right. When I told her that you guys wrote a better version of The Giving Tree called The Trading Tree, she almost fell out of her seat laughing. She thought The Giving Tree was trash too. She also wrote a book. Yeah, The Giving Tree is awful. She also wrote a book about a tree, and that is what I've enclosed in this package. It is an allegory for trauma, specifically for children or adults who experience childhood trauma. I thought you guys might enjoy it, since these days most people do not leave childhood unscathed. I really respect how you are raising your kids in a way that minimizes the likelihood of trauma in their formative years. After following the two of you for so long, it feels weird to actually send you a tangible communication back to you. I have, of course, had many witty conversations with you guys in my head as I watched your content, and of course, laughed my head off alone in my kitchen like a lunatic because Red Pill Rooster was framed for assault by the deep state. I listened to classical music, planted a sweet veggie garden last year, learned to can and pickle, and hope to be a married homesteader someday because of your example. I currently am unemployed because I work in hospitality. I'm staying in Idaho with my parents till the government lets us work again. I know, trust the plan. Who knows where God will lead us, though. God bless, Steph. Oh, I love it. I love your letter. Let me show you the book. There we go. The Riven Tree. Look at that. That's cool. I'll take a look at that. A young oak tree dreams of growing tall and straight and beautiful. When violence shatters her dreams, her path is hopelessly altered. Attempting to hide her imperfections, she labors to produce the most beautiful leaves. Year follows year until her strength is gone. On that day, she asks God the question she has been ashamed to voice. Wow. My brother once, when I was going through a hard time, he's an arborist, so he has access to a lot of trees. He sent me a cross-section of a tree with like a dot in it. And he said that dot was trauma. That little mark in the center of that tree, decades ago, something happened to that tree, and it just kept growing and reaching for the sky, and it didn't stop. And after a while, you didn't even see the dot anymore because it was so strong around it. Where can I get these hats? I got mine in Wuhan, China, but I hear that it's hard to get there these days. But fortunately, I picked one up about 3 months ago from this really, really cool bat store where I was munching on some bats. When I came back, I went through this phase where I just kept spitting on people, especially Hollywood Jews. All right. Dear Mr. Benjamin, I'm writing you from Seattle, Washington. You have the triple threat of being smart, intelligent, and clever. Some are street smart, some are book intelligent, but not everyone can be clever. Big ups to you. Yeah, my cleverness is probably from trauma. Richie turns Sprite into Squirt. Just adds butter. You can't believe it. Oh, yeah. He's obsessed. Seattle sucks. You know this. I have been here for over a decade and have watched it slowly swirl down the commode. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. I don't know what that's from. Does that make me a bad man? Anyhow, enclosed is a few short comic strips I intend to plaster all over Seattle. Each hood tomorrow, Saturday, April 10th. I will put up 75 of the Bill Bates cartoon panel. The Gates Mafia may come after me. Dude, they're all squirt boys. They're like, get him, boys, after I beat off. It's very easy to avoid the Gates Mafia. So Godspeed. Stay one of the good guys, truly, Ben. P.S. I'm white. Thank you for adding that at the end, or else I wouldn't have trusted you. It is better to light a candle than curse the darkness. Yes. It's not until the tide goes out that you realize how naked you are. Right. Or in my case, how not naked you are. BB uses connections to spit on the most famous in gravel. Yeah, I went to Hollywood a few months ago. I was looking to really settle the score with a lot of my friends. I called up old Hanksy and I said, "Oh, Hanks, remember when I did a movie, A House Bunny, with your son?" And he said, "Yeah. Aren't you a bigot, racist, homophobe now? A meth addict in the woods with your big, stupid dog?" Sorry, George, I'm just kidding. I'm doing a theme here. And I said, "Let's make it right." So I went over to old Hanksy's house, and I threw my new hat on that I got in Wuhan, China. And when he came to the door, and he said, "Hey." And I said, "Hey, Hanksy." And he says, "I don't know if I should be..." I just spit right in his face. Then I closed the door, and then Rita, that old warlock bitch, came out, And I said, hey, Rita Wilson. And I spit on her too. And then they're like, we got to get out of here. Let's go to Australia. And I was like, okay, time to go to Pink's house. Make it right. And I just went door to door in Hollywood spitting on bitches and homos until everybody had the old Wuhan flu. So now that the world economy is crashing, I do have to admit I was part of it. If I hadn't tried to make it right in Hollywood, we may not have lost $10 trillion in the world. But whatever, you know, it was my decision. And I thought spitting on Tom Hanks and Pink and that bike thief from that one show in England was a fucking smart move. Hey, Hanksy. I don't know if I should be talking to you, says Hanks. I'm like, ever since you did the movie Philadelphia, all my buddies don't think I should be talking to an AIDS-ridden homo. But you see me here, don't you, Hanksy? And then I just spit in his face. And he went, oh, no. And then he quickly threw a glove on the ground, took a picture. He's like, this is for my Instagram. You're dead now. You're dead. I do curses. I'm a voodoo man. I said, oh, Hanksy, you're about to get yourself the old Wuhan shuffle, if you know what I mean. And then I called up Richie from Boston. I'm like, hey, Richie, this is FEMA. And he was like, hey, what's that? I'm sorry, I'm eating. And I'm like, it's FEMA, Richie. I was coming to put you in a camp, motherfucker. And he's like, but I mean, how many meals a day do you serve? And I was like, only 15. He's like, 15? You know I need 20 meals a day. You know I need 20 living pigs a day or else I can't sleep. I'm starving. So again, Richie from Boston's recent spirals about how he, although being allowed on YouTube, will be picked up by FEMA. That was me. That was all me. So I'm not going to apologize because Richie from Boston should have known I was joking. All right. Here's a sweet cartoon. He's making some good cartoons here. Old Trap City, nice, Linus. Some nice cartoons. Very nice cartoons. You go out there and you go do that, buddy. This is FEMA. What size coffin do you need, Richie?
Oh, I'm only 100 pounds.
Yeah, right, Richie. We've been watching your YouTube videos. We have Walmarts full of coffins, and we had to use an elephant crate for your fat fucking ass. And Richie's like, oh no, I'm about to live stream and tell everybody to be super fucking scared.
That's right, Richie. We got coffins and we got guillotines because apparently we're from the 1780s. Hey, Richie, we got guillotines and coffins because we just time traveled from the 1780s. And you, sir, sound a little bit like old Louis the 16th.
No, I'm more like Louis the 14th.
Sun King? My ass. You ain't the Sun King, Richie. You're Louis the 16th. We're going to...
Richie from Squirt City. All right. Richie from Boston is allowed to be a despair merchant on YouTube. Yes, and he talks shit about me. Hey, Richie, you come at the king, you best not miss. You chinky-eyed fat... I can't even say it. Calling him chinky-eyed is hysterical. I was like, hey, Richie, it's FEMA. Ha, Richie, it's FEMA. We the new southern slave owners in town.
And he's like, oh, well, hi there, FEMA. What's going down?
Nothing. We're the new slave owners, and we don't want no working slaves, so we made a bunch of coffins. We hear you're a big old fat orca whale. What size coffin do you want, Richie?
Well, I don't want a coffin. I just want to keep eating and scaring the shit out of people for money.
Well, that ain't gonna work for us, Richie from Boston. We're FEMA. We're the new slave traders in town, and so for no fucking reason, we're gonna kill all our slaves with a guillotine. Haven't you been watching Alex Sweaty Meatball Face Fuckface Jones in a while? Come on, don't you know that slave owners always chop the heads off their fat fucking slaves? FEMA. Ugh.
I've never seen Owen in a mood like this, laughing my ass off. I get moods like this all the time. Are you new here? Take me down to the quarantine squirty where the pants are fancy and the nickels are plenty. Good one. I like that. No bread lines for those that need 5 living pigs a day, like old Dickie from Weentown. All right. Richie is the worst driver in Boston. That's funny. Richie did not build a railroad. Seems useless. Useless need not apply. Guys, slave owners don't chop your head off and put you in a fat guy coffin. That makes no sense. If you put it on a balance sheet, like let's say you're the machine, and you have a balance sheet of profits and losses, liabilities and profits. So everybody's like, you want to know what we need? Richie from Boston sure is getting the people the truth. They found out we've been hiding out in a quarantine out here in Utah in a fucking rock quarry. We got a million troops down here. First, we're going to find Hillary. And then we're going to go to Boston and extract this fat fuck from his stupid apartment. And then we're going to cut his... Oh, God. Richie from Boston. What a people's champion. Hey, Richie, I'm not a Hollywood shill. Hopefully you learned your lesson. Just apologize. You can keep drinking your piss. All right. You can read this alone or with the Bears. Come on, read it with the Bears. How's that sound? Damn, I'm late. What did Richie say? Oh, he said I was a Hollywood shill. For no reason. I'd never even seen his fat face. And the only reason I'm doing this is because he's a despair merchant. If it wasn't for the fact that I know Bears watch him, because you guys will send me his videos, I would have no reason to do this. I'm not a spiteful man. Okay? If you are watching poisonous videos, like people just being like, they're coming for me. I'm not. As he's eating. He's literally eating. It's going to hurt you and your family. And so humor is a great way to show people the nature of a man. So now it's your free will. You can go watch Richie from Boston if you want. But now you'll see it. You'll see what I just showed you. You'll see a fat little orca chinky-eyed freak, a pussy, scaring you for money. And once you see it, you'll grow and you'll learn and you'll reassess your freedoms. And then go back and look at all his old videos about scaring you, about what's coming. How many kids does Richie have? What's Richie invested in? What's he grow? Nothing? So don't put that shit in your mind. He has bite marks on his hands. Yeah, he probably needs to feel pain when he squirts. And feel free to send this to him. I'd love to hear his response. When he's not chewing cud. And for all you other truthers that want to take a fucking stab at me when I don't even know who you are, maybe tap out. I'll make it expensive for you. All right. A curious case of a virus. Dear Big Bear, I'm a 5'5", 33-year-old square boy. 5'5", I don't know what that is. What is that? Is that, how many Rogans is that? 16 Rogans. Squirt boy that works as a prison guard in a medium security male institution. I would like to be verified as Woolly Bear if you accept a midget squirt bear into the sleuth. Of course, you're the people we need to help the most. Welcome, Woolly Bear. Welcome to the Unbearables. All right. And have a curious case for you and the Bears. In order to fight the spread of coronavirus, my state has stopped transporting inmates around the state for over 2 weeks now. All staff are having their temperatures taken with non-contact thermometers and are not to work if they have a temperature above 100 degrees. Okay. Just recently, an inmate that has been in the institution for over a month and has a history of breathing and other health problems was quarantined for 72 hours for possible Kung Flu. This immediately raised my suspicions as to how he could have even been exposed to it. None of the staff here have tested positive now or in the past few weeks, and this inmate has not left the institution since he arrived. He was then tested and found negative, of course, because this would go against any narrative set up by the mainstream. How does a virus just infect someone out of nowhere? I then found out that he was being treated for influenza-like symptoms, and this raised my suspicions again. The housing unit he lives in, the building where his bunk is an open... Should we put on the super sneaky music? Hang on a second. This sounds like a case for Shylock Holmes. Hang on a second, guys. You, Richie from Boston would be like, just feed him blubber! All right, sneaky detective music. There we go. Okay. I then found out he was being... All right. So that is the case I have for you in the sleuth. How does a man contract an airborne virus in a building of 150 people, where the only people leaving the institution are checked every day and none of the staff or inmates that are close proximity to him are showing any symptoms? I can hear the sneaky sleuth music already. I've asked some others around the institution and was met with, "Don't you know?" Staff, the super sneaky music isn't very good right now. Hang on a second. I don't like the rhythm of it. Oh, Pink Panther theme for 10 hours. Here we go. Let me read this one again with this. This is going to be great. I then found out he was being treated for influenza-like symptoms. This raised my suspicion again. The housing unit he lives in is an open barrack-style setup. I've asked some others around the institution and was met with, "Don't you know? Staff are couriers of the influenza virus. They brought it in." Once I remind them that we all have been getting our temperatures checked and asked the same cough, chills, breathing, and cough apocalypse contact questions, yes, we also get to answer a questionnaire when getting checked, and that no other inmates are sick. Hang on, let me turn this down a little bit. So what conclusion do you bears have? Is every one of the remaining 149 people just carriers or infected with influenza but symptom-free? And that this one inmate just got bad luck, just like the mainstream narrative tells us? Or is it possible that his body is just going through a natural cleansing process? Always a fan, Wooly Bear, the midget squirt boy. Well, let me put on my thinking cap. Shylock Holmes is in the building. The answer, my dear friend, is the Jews. I'm dead serious. It's the Jews. All right. This has been fun. This has been a lot of fun, guys. I give those odds 1 in 6 million. Yeah, around 1 in 6. We all know how it can be difficult living in these times surrounded by retards, but it's fine. Some people don't have critical thinking skills because of childhood sexual trauma. Whenever someone goes, "But don't you know?" Just understand that they were probably raped and they never got past it. A lot of shame. My friend who works at Santa Rita says they have Corona going around for months before the lockdown. Coronavirus is made in every single person's body. So again, I'll just try and reiterate this again. There is no spreading of a virus. It's literally impossible. A virus doesn't spread from person to person. It's physically and medically impossible. And so now that this is being brought to light, more and more people are seeing this. Prison guards, nurses, doctors, comedians. But according to Richie from Boston, FEMA's gonna come and put your dicks in it. All right, whatever. I'm done with that. But anyway, you know, I hope it was worth it, Richie. I hope it was worth it for you to inform your audience that I was a quote unquote Hollywood shill. Squirt. Do you just pray the Our Father, BB? Do you just pray the Our Father, BB? I used to when I was a Catholic kid. Now I just speak directly to God in a prayer. You know, I just kind of do my own thing, but. You know, I respect prayer books and stuff like that. It's pretty legit, but I just, humanity is not a virus. Very good, Robert. I know, but the wizardry is strong out there. That's fine, Lady QAnon Bear 3.3. Coronavirus is transmitted through squirting. Dude, I'm dead serious. That's more believable. You could say that the virus is transmitted from squirting. Like, that's more of a one-to-one ratio. Look at my boy running super fast. Look at this. Look at him run. A Hollywood show. I know, it's insane. I make people pay, though. There's a price. You got to pay the ferryman if you want to take this ride across the River Styx, old Richie. Hey, Charlie. Richie from New Bedford doesn't have the same panache. No. Or Richie from his mommy's basement doesn't have the same ring. No, I'm making it costly. If you want to talk trash about me, I'm going to put my skill set towards you. And my skill set, my boot camp was being a heckler at a Renaissance Festival when I was in high school. 9 hours every day, clock in, clock out, I mocked the general public as they pummeled tomatoes at my face. I can do it all day, and I'm incredibly good at it. So if you want to take the risk of slandering me, I will then take my skill set and go, deet, 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 ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And now when you watch thousands of people, 50,000 people download this every day, and I'm banned on every platform, they will all look at Richie and they will see an oriental, chinky-eyed little fat pussy who's just dying for food and sausages to be shoved in his ass and his mouth like a stuffed pig. And he wants to be rotated like a stuffed pig with an apple in his mouth. Because, and then he's almost like fantasizing about FEMA come get him to put him out of his fucking misery. Isn't that right, Richie? You're not even from Boston, are you? All right. Choose your battles wisely. Oh, yeah. And guys, I enjoy this. I enjoy making people pay for their slander. I like looking at someone and assessing how I can mock them. It's literally my skill set. RFB has scared people, Owen has the bear. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm freeing people. This isn't to start a beef. This is so his audience doesn't fear FEMA. Guys, I was a Hollywood approved man who, with a massive audience, revealed so much of this stuff years before it's come out, right? I've been kicked off of Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, PayPal, YouTube, to the point where I now have a P.O. box. No one's coming for me. I've had trolls send agencies. I make friends with them. That's not, the machine isn't like, we got to get Richie from Boston. He's speaking the truth. No. They get you with debt. They get you with despair. You're your own hitman. Every time Richie opens up that fridge and starts stuffing his face, that's FEMA. That's his FEMA. Okay? I'm much more dangerous than Richie from Boston. I'm much more hunted. I'm much more anti-machine than that fat little slob. And I'm telling you, his fear is nonsense. Nonsense. We're in odd times. We're in odd times. It's odd. It's weird. Things are happening all over the place. But when you understand pattern recognition, when you understand actual threats, actual, not nonsense, LARPy stuff, he's still allowed on YouTube, guys. That's Hollywood. There's no difference between that and Hollywood. With like hundreds of thousands of views for videos. If you were actually doing damage, like what I was doing with Seinfeld Laugh Track, the truth of 9/11, but making it funny, making it light, relieving your stress, empowering the people, not saying, oh no, it's like explaining how it works. Or my stream about all the Time Magazine covers, what fear is, how it manipulates you, how mind control works. From an experienced man who understands the beast because I worked in Hollywood. That gets banned, to the point where even Mountain Bear's channel got banned. Even all my backup channels got banned because they can't have you hear it. To the point where I actually am in a position where people are like, oh, this is a threat. And I still am not on this fictitious list that Fat Boy from Boston thinks exists. FEMA doesn't want to feed him. The way they get you, the way the machine operates, the machine, just like James True talked about, is empty. It's not this free-willed demon like, oh, I don't like this guy. It's emptiness. It's almost like that character in Game of Thrones, Mountains. Remember there's those two characters that were brothers, one had a burnt face, and the other one had been so traumatized and got brought back to life, but he had those dead eyes, that giant, and he like, rrr, rrr. That's the machine. The machine isn't charismatic and run and gun and harmonious and clever. And no, the machine just goes, oh, you owe me debt. I turn off water. I shame you. I turn off water. That's what it is. Sexual deviancy, debt. These are the ways in. It's all, you are your own hitman. Profound. Yes, you are your own hitman. Guys, I'm on a fast right now because food is my hitman right now. Food. And one of the best ways, the only way to quit anything is to do it for God. Do it as a sacrifice. Don't do it because it's going to make you stronger, because you won't be able to do it. That's why everybody that gets out of trauma and like quit stuff, you have to believe in a higher power or else you just keep going back. The hound versus mountain, right? The hound versus the mountain. That empty-eyed hitman, that's just giant. That's the machine. Fear porn is also usury. Right. Exactly. Ask a lot of people that have been in prison. There's bears that have done time. As unfair as it can be, as unfair as like putting someone in jail for having a plan, they show you how they'll get you. You know, you have to follow or at least deal with the laws of man, or else you're weakened. I pay my taxes, I follow the law, and not because I find them moral. They're not. Because I know how the machine works. And it's like, deal with it, you know, because that's the road. That's the guttural road they'll come to get you in. All right, any final questions? Profound sacrifice and the material pleasure. Never thought of it that way. Yes, sacrifice. It's a sacrifice for God. Otherwise, you can't. It's like impossible. If I go like 5 hours without eating, my hand just wants to reach. And I eat healthy, but it's just almonds or eggs or whatever. That's so true, BB. I couldn't quite quit alcohol until I came back to God fully. Because that's the emptiness, guys. That's the vacuum. That's the black hole. That's the atheistic trap of the spinning world in an infinite black. It's in your heart. And until you stop spinning and stop being in emptiness, and that only comes from God. You have a God-shaped hole in you. And it's going to drive you to watch fear porn, watch Richie from Boston eat and cry and squirt. Because it's an emptiness. And we all have it, guys. We all have it. And so, you know, fill it back up. All right, any questions before I go? Just direct questions. When it's time for V6, I need to switch devices. They know me by my IPs. Yeah, follow Papa J Bear. He has a way you can support him on there as well, because they keep taking his streams, and he's showing a lot of strength and a lot of loyalty, so I can just openly promote him again. Not that I ever didn't, but I ran into a lot of gamma males, and when I'd promote them, they would... I now understand it was my fault. I shouldn't have elevated anybody that couldn't handle it. You know, it was like the what James True was talking about. Who's the dude who went after Medusa? The Perseus syndrome. Where you're like, look at Ty Richards. He's such a great artist. And then if they can't reach it, they hate me for it. And I have something. I had a role in that. I had a role in those gamma attacks. In those like, that mind-blowing drama that happened. I promoted people that couldn't handle it, that didn't do anything yet. I was telling people, because it was like, I thought it was good what I was doing. It wasn't. I thought saying, Captain Color, you know, all these people. I'm like, yeah, go watch them. Watch them crush. And then they couldn't perform. And so I damned them. That was me. It's kind of like what Q-tards do to Trump. Oh, the savior. Oh, he's going to save it. No. That makes it so he can't operate. Because the president can't save you. So if you put that expectation on them, they're going to hate you for it. And I did that to a lot of these people. So that's why I'm very cautious now. It's not because I know my role in it. You know, the gamma hive was kicked. Right, but I shouldn't have elevated people above their skill set. Like Mountain Bear, I can elevate all day, and he performs. That's why me and him have a friendship. We have a good relationship because... it's based on his skill. It's based on his abilities. It's based on his logos, his character. If I was to do that, let's say someone just did something real small and I just was like, this guy's crushing. If people go to him and they're like, let's see what you got next, and they can't perform, that's the Perseus syndrome. It's giving you the golden shoes and the golden shield before you kill the witch. It's almost like it happens in sports a lot. Like RG3 and all these like quarterbacks that they get so built up and they get the Heisman and they get all these contracts before they're even there. And sometimes they just break, you know, like that, that quarterback for the LA Raiders way back in the day in like the 80s, I think. Really good quarterback. If they didn't put him on a pedestal, he probably would have had a great career, but he couldn't do what they said. You know, I can't be a religious leader. I can't be a congressman. I'm a comedian. And the fact I know that and I can sit in it is why I can crush so hard and why I'm getting even funnier. And I can say that and it doesn't ring like hubris. Because it's true. If I was, that's my role. It took me a while to self-reflect and reflect on the whole stuff with like Ty Richards and all those people, how they would send cops and, you know, CPS to my house and just freaked out. And I'm like, how did that happen? And at first I was like, oh, what a bunch of evil fucks. I shouldn't have put them in that position. You know? Yeah, Ryan Leaf. There you go. The pedestal is just as bad as the pit. And so that really messes with people's heads. Because then when they realize they can't do what's expected of them, they hate you for it. New Big Bear time. This will be a short stream equals 90 minutes. Any last questions? 30 minutes. Right. That's about right. I'm keeping this. I'm going to do 5 more minutes. I'm keeping it right to 90 minutes. So that's how I've changed. Like, it's kind of like that stop drinking urine video I played. Yeah, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. I had good intentions, but that doesn't mean shit. Tons of people have good intentions. I had good intentions when I vaccinated my kids. Does that mean I'm going to do the next one? No. I shouldn't have kept referencing people that couldn't handle it because it's hard. Guys, having thousands of people watch me every day and tell me how great I am is just as hard as thousands of people telling me how much I suck. It's become easy for me because I understand it. I'm very grounded. Like, this is my skill set. So it's like, you can do it with me all you want. You can say I suck or you can say I'm great. I get it. I'm very rooted in what I do. Other people, it breaks them. And I've broken people's heads. Todd Marinovich. Yep. All right. Any final questions? Familiarity breeds contempt, as they say. It's a, and I can usually spot them. Yeah, that's right, Mountain Bear. 100%, yeah. I am going to do 5 minutes currently, 11:09. Iron Man Bear's all about it. My wife's dad was a college long-distance runner, so he's kind of like Iron Man Bear. He's all about specific times. All right. Direct no power towards negative experiences. Remember the lesson they taught and walk forward. Exactly. I'm not mad at myself for it. I'm not flogging myself. I just don't do it anymore. I don't just say, oh, this guy made a meme. Everyone follow him. It's one thing if someone, that's why if I do that, if I do read a letter and someone has a business, go check it out. But it's under the assumption that you know that I'm just reading this letter or that, you know, it's just one video they did. I'm not like, oh, this guy's just like me. No, I'm very unique. Very few people can do what I do. And for me to put that on them, it damns them. And then they hate me for it, and I understand why. It's the pit and the pedestal. All right, maintain your gravy energy, Bo. Yeah. I ate the FEMA treats, and now I'm in a plastic coffin. Peace, bears. Yeah, Richie. BB, what would you recommend as a good beginner seeds first time planting? Just any heirloom or non-GMO seeds. Doesn't matter. Peas are easy and fun. Yeah, spinach is super easy. God, I've watched you since I saw you on Steve, not a fan of him, and I've followed you ever since. Feels good to finally sub. Awesome, good to see you. Owen has a crazy good talent stack. Yes, and I always assume other people have it, and that's bad of me. It's kind of like, imagine Michael Jordan and me are playing basketball, and he's like, you're just as tall as me. Why don't you just jump over me? And I'm like, yeah, and then I try, and I keep failing. It's like, oh, no, you can. And I'm like, I can't. He's like, no, this guy's just as good as me. Wait till everyone sees this guy. He's just as tall as me. I'm taller than Michael Jordan. He's 6'6". I'm 6'8". Imagine if he was like, dude, you got 2 inches on me. You can jump right over me just like what I do. Come on, do it. Everybody. Hey, everybody, watch this guy. And then it's like, right? It's the same thing. All right, would you recommend going into debt for a property to start a homestead? No. That's how they get you. You can start a homestead in a prison cell. And he was crushing in the name of the Lord, Benjamin. Would you recommend going? Oh, I read that one. All right, last minute, guys. Anything? Any bears from UK? There you go. All right. If you want to support the channel, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Any war supplies. Fiat currency. Silver, precious metals, seeds, insights, anything you make, It's a great energy exchange, and it builds me and it builds you. We're tuning forks. Bang, right? P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 93.35. Unauthorized.tv. Join that shit. We had a little tech hiccup today. If you were a member of Unauthorized.tv, you wouldn't sweat it because you know that's stable. BitChute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. That's also stable. BB, I'm getting married next month. Would love your blessing. Oh, God bless you guys. How do you feel about owner financing? I'm against it, but you do your own thing. I get it. It's tough. I still have a mortgage. I get it. It's don't do it. Don't do it. Don't squirt. Don't get in debt. Don't put anything in anyone's anus. If you can, just start really small, really small. Or rent. Renting's fine. Renting's a smart move sometimes. It's fine. If you own land, you still have to pay tax to the government, which means you're still a serf. Accept it. Crush. All right, guys, that's it for me. Much love. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. And if you want to support, hit up those places I told you. Unbearablesmerchandise.com as well. And today was a funny one. So share this shit. And if you see and follow all the YouTube channels, hit the like button. The Rogan's up. Because Joe Rogan looks like a thumb. Except he's smaller. All right. Much love. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy.